Welcome to the India FinTech Diaries, the only podcast focused exclusively on the Indian FinTech market. I'm Elroy.
And I'm Hemant. In each episode, we dive into the latest trends, ideas, innovations, business models, and personalities that are shaping India's FinTech landscape.
We also invite amazing guests who are innovators and industry players that are driving the change that is helping make financial services more modern, innovative, and inclusive in India. Come join us as we explore the changing landscape of FinTech in India. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to India FinTech Diaries. I'm your co-host, Elroy, and I'm joined by my co-host, Hemant Shivsagar. How are you doing today, Hemant?
Not bad, Elroy. Elroy, today we are tackling an interesting subject, e-commerce and payments. The Indian e-commerce market is estimated to be worth over $55 billion in GMV in 2021. Further, this online retail market is estimated to be 25% of the total organized retail market and is expected to reach 37% by 2030. By 2030, it is expected to have an annual GMV value of $350 billion. But given the diversity of India, payments for e-commerce comes with its own set of challenges. To decode this and throw some light, we are joined today by Vikas Bansal, Director, Amazon Pay India. Welcome to India FinTech Diaries, Vikas.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Vikas, to start off, can you give a quick introduction of yourself and the role that you play at Amazon Pay India?
Yeah, sure. So I've been at Amazon Pay now for about 5+ years. So I joined the team to set up Amazon Pay in India as part of the founding team. And in my current role, I lead our payments as well as our financial services vertical. So all of our Amazon Pay, what we call payment methods, which is wallet, UPI, our credit offerings, which is buy now, pay later, credit cards, and as well as our financial services offerings and travel and lifestyle. So which is like insurance, wealth, lending, as well as travel and lifestyle. So I manage all of those verticals at Amazon Pay. And super exciting on how, what we've accomplished, and still it's day one for us in India. And prior to that, been in the fintech space for more than 25 years, have done roles with American Express, Visa, Fiserv, globally, as well as in India. So that's just a bit of my introduction.
Awesome. Because e-commerce penetration has reached to a level where 97% of PIN codes in India have at least ordered one item via e-commerce. And today, e-commerce is as prevalent in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities and towns as in Tier 1 cities and metro. But there are still a number of challenges that remains when payments are concerned. Can you elaborate on a few of these challenges?
Absolutely. By the way, we now have a reach of more than 99.5% of the PIN codes in the country. So you can imagine at Amazon, we are almost reaching to every nook and corner of the country, so which is really powerful, right? And and e-commerce has really, our mission is really to transform how India buys and sells, and really to empower customers, right, from digitally as well. So I think that that's a really good story. And also it helps our merchants and SME ecosystem to grow with e-commerce, right? So, but you asked the interesting question about payments. While e-commerce continues to grow, one of the challenges we have is on payments, right? Because payment infrastructure in India, though we've made a lot of progress in the last, I would say, 5 years, but still we are we still have a way to go. And some of the problems, right, we face is, I remember back in the day, you know, when we started, almost like 1 in 2 payments would fail, right? And so it's like crazy, like 1 in 2 payments are failing. The other big problem we had was access to credit. So only 2-3% of customers had access to credit, right? And then more than 80% of people in India pay in cash, right? And cash on delivery was a very large part of overall at an industry level, very large part of the overall sales on e-commerce, right? And really, we started out our journey when we set out Amazon Pay to solve these fundamental problems on how we can improve digital payments, remove the friction, make it convenient. How can we provide access to credit? And how can we empower more and more customers to digital payments? And that's been a journey. And we are on a mission. I would say our mission is really, how do we simplify life and help people fulfill their aspirations? And how do we make in that our digital payments more trusted, convenient, and rewarding? And we've made really good progress since then. on all these dimensions, and to a point that we're, but this is really early days, as I said. You know, fast forward, these problems are still there and something that we have to collectively work to solve.
Absolutely, absolutely, Vikas. Vikas, and Amazon has excellent initiatives which Amazon is using to drive for some of these issues, right? So can you give a bird's eye view of some of these initiatives for the consumer and the impact they've had in recent times?
Yeah, absolutely. So if I think about the problems, right, the key problems that I called around the payment, first the payment friction, the payment failure, right? And right. On that dimension, we actually put it into two buckets. One is that how do we improve the core payments infrastructure? So when the customer comes to pay, can we provide a very frictionless experience? So we've done a bunch of deep integrations with banks and non-banks so that the customer can get a very seamless experience. We invented Fastlane experience where, you know, the OTP was done automatically and then customers didn't drop off from their payment journey. And from there, we then realized that, some of these small value payments and people who use cash that we need to invent. So we formed what we are Amazon Pay Balance, which is a wallet offering. And what's unique about our wallet is specifically on the cash problem is how do we use our delivery network to really get customers to load cash in the wallet and then use it for digital payments. So we've made pretty good progress, both for customers who can load digitally once and then continue to pay their payments, or customers who want to use cash at doorstep and then use that for digital payments. So that's one, our core offering, which is on Amazon Pay Balance. Then from there, you know, UPI, I mean, it's such a success story for all of us in India.
Yep.
And we started out on the journey on the same, almost, a little bit later than some of the others. But we've seen very good traction. And it is a very useful product for customers who like paying directly from their bank account. So the old way of paying through net banking or debit cards has just tremendous amount of friction. And I think, you know, with UPI, the mobile-based instant payment method with two layers of security or multiple layers of security is just a really good way to get those customers to pay. So we've made really good progress. We recently announced that we've added more than 5 crore customers on our Amazon Pay UPI offering. And what's also interesting about UPI is that UPI is really hitting, you know, the customer base, just like our wallet product, the customers that, you know, in tier 2, 3, 4 cities of India, 75% of all customers using Amazon Pay UPI come from tier 2 and 3 cities of India.
Mm.
We think, like with our wallet offering and UPI offering, we think that number will continue to grow very dramatically. So we feel very good about that we are really hitting the customers that really need digital payments. And we are able to help that with our Amazon Pay Balance and UPI offering. So that's one part of the dimension of the problem, right? The second problem that I talked about was around access to credit. Like, we have hundreds and millions of customers, right, already on the Amazon marketplace, but the access to credit is very limited. And that's where we started out our journey on Amazon, on our Amazon Pay Later, which is a buy now, pay later offering. And we actually feel very proud because I think we are one of the unique offerings that provides an instant credit line that the customers can use to pay next month or pay in installments just with the same product. It comes with absolutely zero charges and no convenience fees, no fees if you pay at the end of the month. Or even if you pay in installments, and there's very large selection of products on no interest installments or no cost EMI. So you get that, and then it's instant. Like, you can actually onboard with less than 60 seconds. So we feel very proud. I don't think there's any other offering out there that gives you 30 days, because there's a lot of products who do 5, 7 days, 15 days. But we line up with how customers get paid, right? They get paid monthly. Mm. So that's why this 30 days becomes very powerful. And then also, just because of our partnerships with brands and sellers, we're able to get very large selection of products on no interest installments or no cost EMI, which actually makes it very compelling for customers. So you can think about some customers who never had access to credit. Now they can come on our app, you know, sign up in 60 seconds with no charges, start to pay almost instantly with payments that never fail. And then they can either continue to buy, they can continue to pay their bills, they can continue to buy tickets, and then they continue to order food on Swiggy, whatever it is that you want to do. You can continue to do that, and then you accumulate just like a postpaid bill, and then you pay us at the end of the month, zero charges. Or if you pay us an installment for something, you bought a phone, again, for very large selection, no charges. But if it is not on no interest, then you know you pay a nominal interest charges. So that one, we're getting really good traction. I feel like that's something very important, you know, to really grow the whole ecosystem. And, you know, we are doing our bit in that journey. And then finally, I'll also talk about our flagship offering on Amazon Pay Credit Card, our Amazon. And this one, again, we're solving. So this is a problem we are solving for customers who already have access to credit through the credit cards. You know, for example, people like myself, right? If I ask people like myself in terms of what are you getting out of your card? What are the rewards you're getting? I don't think anybody has an idea of what kind of rewards they get, what kind of fees they pay, right? It's very complicated.
That's right.
And so what our mission there was, how do we just simplify, really, really simplify for the customers for a proposition that's just works? And I'll give you three things. It is always unlimited. There's nothing about up to this, up to that, nothing. It's always unlimited. It is always without any fees. So no annual fees, no joining fees. It is always without fees. And then all your rewards get automatically, the word is automatic, right? You don't have to do anything. It gets automatically credited to your Amazon Pay balance. So I feel that offering, and then we have a lot of, so that's on the rewards proposition. Our card, you know, you can actually, while shopping, you can actually apply and get it. Again, within, well, you know, within 1 to 2 minutes, and then use the card to pay actually for the item you have it in your cart. So it's that instant. And we have a lot of other benefits in terms of, you know, your digital experience, you know, and other things that you get with it. So we feel like this is an offering that's hitting customers who just want to simplify. Again, going back to our mission, how can we help simplify your life? So yeah, you don't have to worry about it. And then you also get rewarded because you deserve it. You deserve, you know, getting the rewards that are simple, that are easy, that are compelling with that. So there's multiple of these innovations we are going on, you know, from solving very unique problem. And lastly, I'll also mention, right, the core of digital payments is also about safety. And it is right, safety right. is becoming a very important pillar in our mission of trusted, convenient, and rewarding, right? I talked about convenience, I talked about rewarding, but trusted is also a very important dimension and something that as an industry, we have to do a lot and lot. And we are doing our bit to say, look, you know, anytime any payments that happens through Amazon Pay goes to very deep, you know, ML powered risk detection systems in which we actually evaluate every transaction on 3,000, more than 3,000 risk variables to make sure, you know, we are able to protect customers and their precious money, right, with us. So we continue to innovate. It's very early days, but we continue to innovate on that to make sure we provide very safe experience as well. And when I say early days is because the modus operandi continue to change in India because, you know, the bad actors are at play and, you know, they're having, you know, they want to have fun. But at the same time, it's our duty to make sure we protect customers and their interests and their money with us. So that's another one that we really after. So those are just a summary, some of the innovations that we are doing in India.
Amazing. That's very, very interesting, Vikas. Because you also just concluded a superb Amazon Great Indian Festival. Can you give us some insights into the uptake of payment methods during the festival and how Amazon Pay supported affordability proposition? Some of examples you've already given, but some numbers and the trends would be great during this festive season.
Yeah, like this was a month long, our Amazon Great India flagship festival event. And specifically after, you know, the pandemic, yeah, we really wanted to go out there and really help our customers with the flexibility to extend their budgets and shop for, you know, to fulfill their aspirations. So again, you know, I've already touched upon a lot of these already with, you know, in our conversation, but again, the problems were still, you know, the same is that, hey, one, can I give you the most convenient way, right, through our Amazon Pay products? And I already mentioned so that customers don't have to face this payment friction. The second part of it is around affordability, right? With my installments offering as well as my credit offerings, you know, that how we are able to help customers really fulfill their aspirations, right? And during the Great Indian Festival. So some numbers that, look, you know, on installments, it's a very important option, specifically during festival period where you want to buy and get all the benefits of cashbacks and discounts during, you know, which our sellers and brands offer during the festival. So 3 out of 5, right, EMI shoppers came from tier 2 and 3 cities of India. So those are the people, again, as I keep talking about, right, those are the people that, you know, need UPI and wallet. Those are the people that also need affordability solutions. And I was very, you know, humbled to see 3 out of 5, right, came from those towns. And the other one, you know, pay later, I discussed, right, the kind of proposition we have. We had 4 times more customers signing up for the pay later option during the festival compared to a usual business day, right? 1 out of 2 customers, right, bought items on installment, which is item above 20,000. 1 in 2 actually bought it on installments. And there are many more things like, you know, like 75% more customers use our Amazon Pay products that I talked about during, you know, for your shopping purchase compared to regular days, right? During the day one or primary access of the festival. So it's just many of these things, you know, that came together during the festival, you know, that really helped us to get traction with our customers.
Vikas, while this covers the consumer side, Amazon has also been working on the seller side of the equation to truly make Amazon a very vibrant marketplace. In fact, Amazon has lent over $5 billion to 20K plus SMEs globally to enable them to sell more effectively. Mm-hmm. Can you also let us know a little about what you're doing on this for sellers in India? How's the uptake of the Amazon seller lending network been?
Yeah, again, our mission is how do we help our sellers community to grow their business and really, you know, grow with the economy. So we have, as you mentioned, seller lending program. And the idea there is very simple, is how can we help them grow their business by giving, right, enabling access to credit, right, at low cost and in a very transparent fashion. So we are integrated with many, more than 10 lenders on the back end, so that we can enable those sellers to take loans, right, from us. And we're getting some really good traction. And then that's one dimension, right? The second dimension is, you know, we have lakhs and lakhs or crores and crores of SMEs that are, you know, the small and business enterprises that want to adopt digital payments. And right, this is where, you know, our Amazon Pay offering, we're going to those merchants and those stores and helping them to start accepting digital payments. So we're very proud to say that we have now more than 65 lakhs merchants onboarded to Amazon Pay already, and they span across like 350 plus cities and towns of India. And I mean, the opportunity is really huge, because I really think, you know, that the SME space is like almost like 6 crores plus, right, SMEs around the country. And so while we have made some good traction, we still have a long way to go. So we just continue to help our small and business enterprises. The other thing is that within that, we are also innovating a lot of things. So with the Amazon Pay for Business app, you know, they can very, very seamlessly, they can get started to accept digital payments. Then they can generate QR codes, stick it in their store, and then there you go. They start, like, it's very easy onboarding. We've also enabled a lot of innovations around notifications, how they get notified so that they can, you know, be in the business of, you know, selling. So, and the payments acceptance is taken care of for them, right? Another one offering that I'll talk about, which we call it Smart Stores. And this is where, right, we're going even beyond just the payments. This is almost like you can think of a store, a digital store within our app. So where the store owner, you know, we can actually enable the whole catalog on the site. So when you walk in the store, you can actually look at it and browse the entire selection at the store on the app. And you can actually see ratings and reviews to see, like, look how, which one I want to buy. You can actually say, okay, hit buy. And then you can use all the affordability levers we have, which might not be there at the store, right? Because this is a store. And here you can get the power of Amazon Pay, where you can get all the discounts and the rewards and credit options available and check out and pay. And you can just pick up the item and there you go. So what this does is, now for a store owner, this is now, we've suddenly brought in a lot more customers to the store just because of the reach and, you know, to that store. And then we've also brought in all other benefits for, you know, them, that to help them, right, increase their sales. And so, and also for customers, right, to just discover, read the reviews, and then make payments. So that's another one. So I think these are some of the examples that I have. There are many more. But it's something that, by offering very secure, resilient, and faster payment options with affordability options, we're really helping them and also helping our customers, you know, to enjoy that experience.
Absolutely, Vikas, no doubt about that. And Vikas, we have largely been talking about the online platform and online e-commerce payments so far. But Amazon Pay is also making a big push into the offline payments as well. I saw your Ab Har Din Hua Asaan campaign, and how it's focused on offline payments as well. Can you share some insights on what you are doing in this space?
Yeah. So I mentioned, right, in terms of the number of merchants, offline merchants, that are already accepting Amazon Pay. Now, as we're working with them to democratize digital payments in the country, right, we recently launched this digitally led campaign, which is Ab Har Din Hua Asaan, where what we are trying to do is, we are really showcasing how Amazon Pay, or how it is having impact, positive impact on lakhs and crores of customers in India. So this digital film, you know, presents many stories celebrating the evolution of money, and then various things, right, on how digital payments help simplify daily lives for all of these, you know, customers, consumers. So it talks about stories around when you're shopping, how digital payments helping simplify your life, when you want to recharge or pay your utility bills, when you're trying to pay to a delivery personnel, right, who's come to deliver your packet, or, you know, you are, like, many more things, right, street vendors, small store owners, how, you know, digital payments help them simplify and then their life, and then get rid of the problems that existed, right, for decades and decades. So that's really the idea. So we can hit the consumers and say, look, you know, because a lot of times when you have such a large customer base that is still transacting in cash, sometimes you don't know what you are facing, right, in terms of the friction and the pain points. Right. But when you start, you look at some of these stories and say, you know what, let me try this. And when you try and see how this really helps and changes, and that's when you realize, and that's our idea, right? The idea is to hit with some of these stories, reach out to these customers who've never tried digital payments, to start embracing it. Because when you start embracing and using it, you realize that, oh my God, I'm like something that I've never experienced before, right? So that's the idea of it. And we hope to get, you know, a lot more such stories out to the customers and to the industry. And, you know, we are also proud to share, like, we've just done this campaign. I think we already have close to 10 lakh organic views, you know, on our channels. Mm. So, and it's, again, you know, this is just a few days that we've just been out with this campaign.
So, because I was researching, we were researching about this, the offline payments that Amazon is pushing, and we came across this interesting investment that you had in ToneTag, which is sound-based payments, and it sounds really, really interesting and exciting. So, what's the plan on that? How does that feature in your offline payment plan?
Yeah, like, if you think about digital payments, right? So, it started with cash, then some of it came to cards, and from there, it's going to mobile. And so, what's the next frontier, right? So the next frontier is actually voice and sound-based payments, in my view, Because if you look at, like, you know, people, teenagers, how they are interacting, they don't have even patience to type, right, or to touch and on their phones. They just want to talk and quickly get the answer. So we are thinking that the next frontier is really voice-based payments. And that is where, you know, we are also putting our bet and, you know, putting our investments so that how can we facilitate with the same theme of convenient, rewarding, and trusted way to pay, how can we make payments more convenient with the power of voice, right? And our strategies around Alexa, which is the front and center of our platform. And, you know, it's almost like, hey, Alexa, do I have any pending bills? Or Alexa, pay my bill, right? So it's almost like, here's the bill, Alexa, pay my bill. And there you go, it's all done, right? And so we already are live with some of these use cases on the app. And it's still early days in India, but I think this is where the world is going to go. And so that's on the Alexa side. And similarly on Tone Tag, you mentioned, right? So this is, again, sound-based, proximity-based payments for offline stores where instead of like scanning and through the QR, you can actually, you know, pay and then through using the sound-based technology. And it's just a lot more convenient and a lot less, you know, sequence depth things for you to do before you make a payment. So again, we're piloting and testing this in multiple stores as we speak. But again, the technology is very promising, you know, for store based, which is on sound based payments, and then on the app, you know, which is using Alexa to make payments, right?
In addition to this, Vikas, we also noticed that Amazon has invested in a number of fintech companies, including Capital Float, Acko, Quickliver, Bank Bazaar, M1, etc. So just wondering, how do these figure in the Amazon Pay blueprint for India? And also, can you shed some light on your plans or a roadmap to build a wider financial services ecosystem?
Yeah. And going back to our thesis, right? See, because we are so early in our days in India that we think that we have to do a lot more, right? Whether it's penetration of digital payments, penetration of financial services and financial inclusion, whether it's insurance, whether it's wealth, whether it is loan lending and other things, right? It's just very, very small penetration. So, and we feel like, you know, our philosophy is that we have to really collaborate and work with banks and fintechs to really enable this within India. So with that mental model, we don't want to do it only ourselves. We just want to do work with the whole industry and do it. So if you look at all our offerings, you know, we are working with multiple strategic partners to make it happen. So whether it is with the ICICI Bank on a credit card offering, whether it is with Capital Float and IDFC Bank and a lot more on our Pay Later offering, or insurance with Acko, you mentioned, and so on and so on, right? So the whole idea is, you know, how we can also, as part of our strategy, enable a very, I would say, accelerate the startup ecosystem and then help them help us to really serve the customers. So with that vision, we've invested, as you called out, in a lot of these companies. And we also recently announced investment in Small Case, which is to help, you know, on the wealth tech space. We also announced our partnership with Kuvera to help us build the, you know, the money management or the wealth management offering. And we continue to do that, right, in many, many spaces in the fintech. But again, the simple philosophy is we want to work with all. And we want to work in a way that we can enable very simple experiences for our customers and also help the startup community to grow, you know, with us. And so that's the thesis and philosophy. And, you know, there are many of these and there are many more that I'm working on, that my team is working on as we speak. So you will hear a lot more of them over the next 6 months to a year.
So, because what's next for Amazon Pay? Because if you look at Amazon Pay, you started initially with payments. You've added a lot more services of late, which include bill payments, flights, and so on. Is Amazon finally going to look at even looking at providing basic banking services for Amazon Pay?
So, the philosophy is, right, to work backwards from the customer and solve problems where we think if there is an opportunity. So we started out with the payments, as I said, you know, then we said credit is a big problem. Let's solve it. Cash is a problem with wallet and our cash load product. Then insurance, there's just so much of friction and, you know, mis-selling going on in India. How do we create a very compelling proposition? You know, and then on wealth also, India is typically, you know, invested in savings account or in gold, but there's a lot more things that that, you know, customers can do or Indians can do. So we're solving that problem, right? And then from there, you know, even any other problems that we'll have will continue to work and solve. We're not looking to be say like, okay, you know, I want to be X. But I think our philosophy is I want to solve all these problems. And with that, you know, we grow. But I don't think that I'm working, you know, to say like, okay, you know, I want to have the X or I want to have X market share or X valuation. No, we are not going after that being part of Amazon Pay. What we're going after is how do we solve problems? How do we help customers empower them for digital payments? How do we provide financial services at low cost and a convenient fashion? So that's our philosophy. That's where we are going. I already talked about, you know, the things we are doing and the frontier on voice. And then there's a lot more coming up, right, on both on the SME side as well that we will do over the next few years or many years.
Thanks a ton, Vikas, for taking out time out and speaking to us.
Yeah, absolutely. It was my pleasure to talk to you. And in closing, I would say that, look, you know, at Amazon Pay, we really want to help provide that digital payments experience and help customers fulfill their aspirations. You know, we're just getting started. Again, we want to work with everyone, the whole ecosystem. So let's collaborate, let's work together and really, really take this country, you know, to the next level. So thank you.
Absolutely, because it is day one.
It's day one. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it from India FinTech Diaries for this week. Do log on to our website, indiafintechdiaries.com, for exclusive content. And until next time, stay safe.